You'll make plans to join us on our Friday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevada's expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know, it's only preseason. It's only exhibition games. But the Raiders going on the road tomorrow in Miami, and they're going to play another exhibition game or a preseason game. But the Raiders are 2-0. Yeah, they beat the Jaguars in the Hall of Fame game, and then and then the Minnesota Vikings. That Okay, it's 2-0, and I understand. I understand it's not regular season, but it's got to make you feel good. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Freeway conditions actually look pretty good. Just wrapping up one minor accident in the Northwest Valley, traveling south on 95 just past Cheyenne. We see that off to the right shoulder, clearly out of the travel lanes there on southbound 95 again past Cheyenne. In North Las Vegas, a new accident's actually on the Cheyenne off-ramp as you come off of 15 northbound. Still working two west side intersections of an accident at Spring Mountain at Jones, another one at Lake Mead Boulevard and Tanea. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 5-3 in Milwaukee on Thursday. Andrew McCutchen homered twice. Hunter Renfro also went deep. Milwaukee split the four-game series with the Major League leading Dodgers. Andrew Heaney gave up all three homers. He struck out 10 but allowed 5 runs, 5 hits, and a walk over 4 2/3. The Rangers pounded the A's 10-3 on Thursday. Nathaniel Lowe hit a 3-run homer. Jonah Heim drove in a pair of runs against his former team. A's rookie Zach Lowe gave up 7 runs over 4 1/3. The Diamondbacks shut out the Giants 5-0. Zach Gallen struck out a career best 12 over 7 1/3. Arizona chased Logan Webb early and earned a split of the four-game series. Webb gave up 5 runs, 3 of them earned on 9 hits and 3 walks over 4 2/3. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's back to school time, so here's a lesson in big wireless hype. Flashy phone plan deals usually don't add up to actual savings. Graduate to Straight Talk Wireless and get our Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data for just $45 a month. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A13 5G for only $149, all on America's best 5G networks. Unlimited data, less money, no-brainer. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. A month equals 30 days. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 24-count crayons and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm breaking the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
You know, the president, the former president, who might be the future president. He's 45. He might be 47 before all is said and done. I don't know whether you saw this last night, but Sean Hannity, I thought, really did a great job pointing out how the deck is stacked against former President Donald J. Trump. The same people that are trying to throw his butt in jail is the same group that created the Russia thing. I mean, it's the same group of people. But I thought it was great the way Hannity framed this last night, that the deck is really stacked against Trump in this battle with the FBI and the DOJ.
Now, prior to obtaining a warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago, the DOJ went judge shopping, of course. They picked this guy, a low-level magistrate, not approved by the Senate. His name is Bruce Reinhart. He made political donations to Barack Obama. He expressed hatred for Donald Trump on social media and even once recused himself from a suit involving Trump and Hillary because he hates Trump. Now, today, this very same judge was tasked with deciding whether or not that the affidavit, in other words, the DOJ's justification for raiding Mar-a-Lago in this case, will be released to the public. Now, the affidavit could reveal the basis for the investigation and the search warrant. And Donald Trump, he said, he's open book. He wants it released. So naturally, Judge Reinhart, he's kicking the decision back to the Washington swamp, and he's giving it to Biden's DOJ so they can make the redactions. Oh, that means probably everything will be redacted. So we are clear, the same anti-Trump Washington-based FBI agents, the same exact department that conducted the Russia collusion witch hunt, just raided the president's personal home with a warrant from a judge who also hates Donald Trump, obtained by the Democrats in the DOJ, who also hate Donald Trump, who have been anonymously leaking salacious rumors about the investigation to the anti-Trump Democrats and the media, who are also based, you got it, in Washington, D.C. This is beyond horrendous. It is corrupt. It is an abuse of power. But wait, Attorney General Merrick Garland, he promised that the DOJ is not political and that he will speak through his court filings. Well, court filings and a flurry of anti-Trump leaks. And there are rumblings, by the way, tonight that the DOJ absolutely positively kept the Biden White House in the loop the entire time. Let's put it this way. We're watching this very closely. Merrick Garland is a disgrace. Frankly, so is the FBI director, Chris Wray. He should have cleaned up the mess he inherited. He did not. And unfortunately, it's gotten worse under his reign. This year, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, he's issued now three letters to Director Wray detailing what are serious allegations of political bias from whistleblowers, brave whistleblowers, not hearsay whistleblowers, from inside the FBI. Now, according to the whistleblowers inside the FBI approved investigations into Donald Trump based on questionable evidence while attempting time after time after time to squash an investigation into Hunter Biden, despite a trove of verified material on the laptop from hell, which, by the way, we need to remember implicates the big guy, Joe, and his knowledge of things that he said he had no knowledge of. Now, Grassley is now seeking a comprehensive organizational breakdown of the Washington field office for further investigation. But guess what? The FBI doesn't care. They're refusing to address any of Senator Grassley's concerns. And now, according to a brand new Rasmussen poll, a majority, and this is sad to me. I mean, I had two FBI agents when I was growing up in my family. They were deity. They were revered in my family. But you know, 53% of Americans believe that the upper echelon of the FBI is acting as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. Now, not words I would use, but that's what they're saying. Tonight, there is little doubt that the FBI and the DOJ have been politicized, and now they're being weaponized beyond belief. Not rank and file, again, the upper echelon.
Yeah, yeah, the upper echelon is what's at fault here. And any talk of defunding the FBI or any is to me crazy talk. In fact, I'm gonna talk a little bit later on in the show to Sam Peters. He's a candidate for Congress in CD4, talking about the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago and the aftermath, both politically and legally. What is going on? We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Stay with us. Lots more to do. It is Friday. It is my absolute favorite day of the week, and I'm so glad that you've made it a part of your listening habit here on Fridays. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
I was watching the Raiders Hall of Fame victory over the Jaguars in one of my favorite sports bars a week or so ago when it hit me. This is my first full NFL season with my new hearing aids from Quality Hearing Aids. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
I lost my dad to prescription opioid addiction. Everybody knows somebody who is struggling with this very problem. Losing my mentor, my best friend, somebody who made me the person that I am. One pill too many that ultimately killed him.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to some calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's begin with Carl. Carl, you're up. Happy Friday, my friend.
Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you on your favorite day of the week. I want to just get a little something, a little, just a minute, to get something a little straight. I've heard not only high-ranking Republican senator or congresspeople, plus people, hosts on radio shows, saying how the IRS thing, you know about that, they hired 87,000. Well, they haven't hired anything. A couple of years ago, they said they needed more people because they're very shorthanded. If you ever tried calling the IRS and trying to get in information, you can't even get through, and it takes hours if you can get through. And they want to hire some people. Number one, I've heard them all say, these people on the radio, they're hiring like a Gestapo. They want to arm them, and they're going to kick your door down. I've heard one radio show host say they'll come in and shoot you. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. I talked to somebody who's in the local governmental IRS office here in Nevada, and he says they haven't even hardly hired anybody yet. They need people. They're not hiring 87,000 people.
Explain why, though. Explain why it's in the bill, then. If it's in the bill, there's a reason for it.
No, they need people. They could use across the whole country that many people. But they haven't hired that. And they're not hiring them to arm them, to kick your doors down.
Then why do they need weapons? Why do they need weapons? Why do they need ammo?
The weapons are for certain groups of the IRS who are looking for people who are, what do you call it, dodging. They've been threatened. They've all been threatened, and they need protection for themselves. And that's one reason for it. And number two, they say all the middle class they're going to go after. Well, they're not. They're only going to go after people who earn $400,000 or above, plus all the big corporations that don't pay any taxes at all. There are a number of billionaires that pay no taxes at all.
Do people like that have an army, an armed force? Why is it they need? Why is it the IRS needs AR-15s and ammo and stuff like that? Tell me why they need that.
How many have they bought? Does anybody know that they've bought a lot of AR-15s?
There have been media reports. Go ahead.
This man I talked to with the IRS says, no, they're not arming the actual people who do your taxes and examine your taxes. These are office people. They don't do that. They don't go down around and kick your door down. I heard one senator saying they're going to shoot, they're going to break into small businesses and shoot the owners. And, I mean, it's unbelievable, this trash that's talked to scare people.
Carl, they've
hired maybe a couple thousand people.
Carl, this is important.
Yeah.
Do you believe in the tooth fairy?
Well, actually, yes, I do. I got a quarter once from him.
Fair enough. Carl, Carl, I'm glad you called. All I'm saying is there have been media reports out there saying a part of the hiring process, they're saying, and you have to be willing to use force. You can call that what it is, but the fact is that the agency itself is purchasing weapons and ammo. Why? Somebody tell me why. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, this judge down in Florida is coming closer to releasing the affidavit that led to the search warrant, that led to the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And I want you to hear very quickly, Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz, pretty smart legal mind, was on with, where was this? This was Hannity last night. And his reaction to the judge's decision in the FBI raid on Trump. This is cut number 4. This is Alan Dershowitz, legal eagle. Here he is.
Well, first of all, I predicted exactly what the judge would do this morning in an op-ed in Newsweek magazine, that he would split the baby, that he would say, yes, it has to be disclosed, but with redaction. But I have a different view from your two previous guests, from Jonathan. I think they're going to deliberately not redact a lot of unfavorable material regarding Donald Trump. They're going to leave that in because there certainly is going to be material unfavorable if there was an affidavit for a search warrant. Then they're going to redact material that might be favorable to him. So it won't have anything to do with what's classified, what's unclassified, what's necessary for investigation. It will have much more to do with how they can redact and unredact in a way that favors
them. But they're letting the DOJ do it. And the DOJ doesn't want it redacted. They don't want this out in the public. Donald Trump does. Doesn't that tell you a lot?
It certainly does, but I bet the DOJ wants different things out in the public than Donald Trump does.
Well, now, they're leaking that already.
Of course they are, but it's much stronger if they actually can show it. Look, I agree with you. Along with Jonathan Turley, I've seen dozens and dozens of these redacted affidavits, and they just redact, redact, redact. And I also agree that the judge will overrule them, and then they'll have a right to appeal. The next question is, will they get a stay pending appeal, or will the information have to be disclosed? This is just the beginning of a process, and the Justice Department has too much control over it.
Yeah, they have it. Alan Dershowitz, smart legal, a guy that used to be, believe it or not, he used to be a liberal, and he's now a conservative. He has seen the light. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, Nevadans are concerned with rising health care costs and are willing to support politicians who make lowering deductibles, premiums, and out-of-pocket a priority. It's time for insurance to act like insurance paid for by Consumers for Quality Care. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Kevin Wall.
Big name guests, newsmakers, yep, we've got them. Plus, our phone lines are always open to you. It's all a part of our live and local package. Hope you'll make plans to join us on our Friday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator.
Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.